And to see Michigan State go in there and really win it in the end with what is their calling card of defense, just shutting down Stanford, where Stanford really had no idea how to move the football. And then when they tried to just go powerhouse and run it down Michigan State's throat at the end, it did not work out well for them. So I think it was fitting that the Spartans won it with some tough-nosed defense at the end.
Yeah, it really was. And the whole, you know, big story coming into that game is how would they react without Max Bolla being there after he was suspended.
Yep.
And how fitting that it's the guy that fills into him, a fit for him, a fifth-year senior, Tyler Ellsworth, that kind of dives over that pile in the end and makes that huge stop at 4th and 1, and that ultimately gave the Spartans the win. It was like a storybook ending, as you say.
Let's switch to basketball, the Big Ten. They didn't see a lot of success in the bowl games in football, but tell you what, there are three teams right now, no matter what poll you're in, that are certainly national championship contenders. Give me the scoop here. Big Ten, is it the best conference in basketball across the country this year?
I think it's up there. I think when you're talking about that, you got to include the Big Ten. The Big 12 is another one that's really impressive. But like you said, I mean, three of the top teams ranked in the top five. And you know, there's a lot of other teams after that. You look at teams like Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, Indiana. It's tough to find a night where you can point at a game and say, this is a must win. And really, that's what makes a great conference. I think we saw the other night with that Michigan State-Ohio State game, number 3 versus 5 in the nation, how incredible that was, just two teams going at it. And, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Ohio State, like you said, those are all national championship contenders. And I don't know how many other conferences can say that they have three legit teams in that conversation.
What's your take on the whole Fran McCaffrey situation and his outburst with the officials, got a one-game suspension. Your reaction as you saw that unfold, and is that something, I mean, obviously suspendable, but your thoughts when you saw all of that take place?
Well, if you looked at what happened, he got two technicals, which caused for the ejection, and the second one was because he made contact with an official. And sure, it was light contact. It wasn't like he shoved the guy or anything, but, you know, you just can't do that. And it was interesting watching the interview after with him, because a reporter asked him, they said, you know, Fran, do you think that at that point you getting ejected and what you did caused your team to lose that game? And, you know, obviously it's fair to say that that didn't cause it. They could have won without him. But if you look, things just went absolutely downhill after that. It was a huge game that Iowa was playing in against Wisconsin, one of those top-tier teams we talked about. And the thing with McCaffrey is, you know, they like him there, but he has these temper outbursts, and his team doesn't seem to be able to win these huge games. And there was a perfect opportunity for them to win one of those big games. And again, it's not like that cost them, but you have to look at that was the turning point in that game. And you just hope that, you know, sure, it's maybe entertaining for the average fan to see, but you don't want to see that happen on a regular basis.
Well, I think teams reflect their coaches, and coaches can set the tone for what their teams do on the floor. I think you saw that a little bit with Tom Izzo in the second half of that Michigan State-Ohio State game. I know it's against the law to criticize Tom Izzo in the state of Michigan, or in East Lansing, I should say, but I mean, he gets physical with Valentine. You know, he's losing his composure, and the Spartans lost their composure. I know they had some guys banged up as well, but they tried to give that game away. To Ohio State's credit, they kept fighting, and Ohio State probably should have won that game in regulation.
Yep, no, you're 100% right. I mean, look at another prime example with Bo Ryan. They're one of the toughest, grittiest team in the country, and rightfully so. Look who their coach is. You're not going to find a more tougher, grittier guy than that. So I agree 100%.
Is Wisconsin, they seem like they're even more for real than in past years. I mean, they're scoring more than they have in the past. They just seem like they're putting people away, and this is not just that pesky Wisconsin team that's going to maybe make it to the second round. They seem a little more dangerous this year.
You're right. Put up 90 points the other night, 95 actually, and that's not what we come to expect with Bo Ryan teams, absolutely. But, I mean, when you kind of break down this team and look at it, I mean, what do you need to have a successful season? You need a great athlete. They got it with Sam Decker. A big man, they have it with Kaminsky. Teams that can shoot from the outside, they have great outside shooting. great defenders, and Trayvon Jackson, although he's not a senior, he's an exceptional court leader. And you know, combine that with them playing at the Kohl Center, which no one will argue is one of the best home court advantages, if not the Big Ten, in the entire country. So it just seems like this team, yes, Bo Ryan's team has been good in the past, but this team really has a little bit of everything that you need to make a long run in the tournament.
BTN.com, talking with Sean Merriman, talking Big Ten basketball. What do you got on BTN.com? What can folks see there on the website?
Well, we've kind of been patiently waiting all day for this news with Penn State to finally come through. It's been a little bit back and forth whether James Franklin is accepting the job or not, so we're still holding on with that. But right now we've been working on a lot of stuff. We're getting ready for another doubleheader tonight on basketball. We got Northwestern and Iowa, and then Michigan and Nebraska coming up there. And big news for the Nebraska fans out there for football is that Amir Abdullah just announced he's coming back for his senior season.
Yep, that is good. That is good.
Yeah, which is great to see. And he had a really strong statement saying that he said his chances of living a long, successful life will be greatly enhanced by completing his college education, which I think anyone can appreciate. So we got a nice feature on him up there on BTN.com right now if you guys want to check it out.
Good stuff. Sean, thanks, man. Really appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
All right, go. Thanks, Sean Merriman, BTN.com. We'll talk in Big Ten Athletics.